This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey there, Fangirl Nation. You are listening to Fangirl Sports Network's Get My Job podcast on Believe. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am so excited today to be joined by former Fangirl and current Big Ten Network analyst, NBA 2K League reporter, and NCAA digital reporter, Autumn Johnson. Autumn talks about letting perfection go, learning to unplug, bringing her own swag and style to each position she's in, and so much more. This is a really fun and really inspiring episode, so let's get to it. Autumn, thank you so much for joining me today on Get My Job. I obviously know you well as our former Pacers fangirl. Yes. And remember so well that day at Levi's Stadium on the field, talking to you, and you were like, I'm the Pacers fangirl. Yes. And we had yet to meet in person. We had talked on the phone. We'd obviously done video, all these things, but we hadn't yet met in person. And what was so funny about that day is I thought you said Patriots. And I was like, you're not the Patriots fangirl. You're the Pacers fangirl. but so funny. But I'm just so happy to talk to you today. And it's just been a joy to watch your career flourish and blossom. So welcome to Get My Job.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be on your podcast. This is awesome. Yes, it was so nice meeting you. When was that? Like 2 years ago, I want to say?
It was 2019. It was the 2019 football season, pre-pandemic. And it was, November, December football game. And it was, so funny. I mean, and it feels like that was not long ago, but it's now almost going on 3 years, which is crazy.
I'm very excited to talk to you today, though. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And let's jump in. We've given a little teaser as to one of the places you got your start here at Fangirl Sports Network. But if you could take our listeners through your professional journey, because it's been, just like I said, so fun to watch. And I'd like everybody to hear about it.
Thank you. Yes, it's been 6 years of this journey, and I've loved every single bit of it. I like to say that I started my career in college because my friend, Jay Newton, he told me, you're not aspiring, you're doing. You're going out and doing all of these interviews, you're hustling, you're grinding every single day. Like, you are a journalist, you are a reporter. So I like to say that I started my sophomore year of college. I felt empty without basketball. So it kind of all started my freshman year, technically, because I was a basketball manager trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I'll try to stay around the game as much as possible. I wanted to shadow the athletic trainer and quickly found out that that's not the route that I wanted to do. And I wasn't passionate about athletic training. So my sophomore year, I went to this broadcast boot camp. And I listened to this lady named Rachel Barbeau talk about how she gets to talk about sports for a living. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a dream job. Like, I want to do that. So from there, I just constantly found anything and everything that would help me, perfect my craft and get opportunities on the camera, whether that was, camera or actually writing. So I started with ESPN Plus my sophomore year of college. I was the women's basketball reporter for Kennesaw State. So I was able to get live hits early, and they were not perfect whatsoever. I have put all of those videos on private on YouTube. It scares me just watching them, but growth, we love it. And then Replay TV came shortly after because, I wanted to do more opportunities outside of Kennesaw State. I wanted to tap into what the city of Atlanta had to offer. So I would go to any and every single Atlanta sport game, like the Atlanta Dream, the Hawks, Falcons, Atlanta United, whatever the case might have been. I was constantly doing that throughout college. And while I was at these events, I was constantly networking. I met a guy that worked for Swish Appeal that gave me opportunities to write about women's college basketball one of my first games was UConn versus South Carolina, which is an incredible, iconic game in the women's game and a great rivalry that I got to, you know, be a part of. And, you know, it just sparked my hunger for more. And within Turner Sports, I had an internship there. I wanted to stay in the building and, you know, I was a production runner, nothing technically that was on camera. I just wanted to be in the building and continuously network and, you know, try to see who I could pass my resume to while I was in there. So all of that to be said, in college, I thought, you know, everything was going smooth. I was, you know, good to go. I graduated thinking this was going to be a smooth transition, and I ended up jobless for like 8 months. I was living with my aunt to stay in the city of Atlanta, and that was one of the toughest times in my life, I would say, because I just felt down on myself. I felt like, you know, I did all of this for no reason. And, you know, that was kind of, now thinking about it, I was just tough on me and I shouldn't have done that, because not everything's going to happen right away. Like this career that we're in is, it takes time and it's a grind, but I was constantly freelancing. I was a Pacers fan girl, as you mentioned. So that definitely helped me with my social media skills. So shout out to you, Tracy. Like, I appreciate you so much during that time. That was an incredible opportunity. And I love basketball too. So tapping into the NBA space and meeting other fangirls and connecting with them, that was very special. And then I finally moved back home to WJBF, where I was a hardcore news reporter, something I wasn't truly passionate in. I wanted to do sports and I knew that. So I made that known, and they allowed me to do like Friday Night Lights, film football, cut highlights, everything. And it helped me with my skills, storytelling and everything around the sun. So I was very thankful for that. And then I got a call from the NBA 2K League asking, like, hey, would you like to fill in as a reporter? I know you're at WJBF, but we would love to have you come in a few times. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to report on a video game, but I'm going to figure it out, because that, I couldn't pass that up. So I was constantly like going to New York doing that, and it turned into more. I was offered a full-time reporter role quickly after, and I quit WJBF. COVID hit. I was jobless once again. And I was constantly reaching out to, you know, just different people. And that's when NCAA hired me as their women's college beat reporter during the pandemic, because remote opportunities were starting to open up. So I was very thankful for that. 2K actually brought me on to work some remote positions throughout COVID, because esports was still a thing. Since, you know, sports was shut down, you could still play from home. And I got a promotion as a host. And from there, I was juggling both NCAA and NBA 2K League. And then I joined Big Ten Network shortly after they saw my work on NCAA. So right now I have three jobs. I know it's not the prettiest journey to get to that point, but I am very thankful for all of that. And I'm just excited for what else is in store for me.
Well, it's so funny, because whenever, really, I think every time on this pod, especially in the journalist media space, reporter space, when someone goes through their journey, they feel like it's not the most, you know, from A to B, it's not the prettiest journey, but that's the journey. And so I love to hear everybody talk about it. It's so important for our listeners, because this business, there really isn't a journey, I don't think, that's just, here's what happened, and then I just woke up one day and got the call and off I went. And I think it's really important for everybody to know that, because I think everyone does feel like their journey isn't the most linear, but I don't really think that anyone's is. And I want to go back to a couple things that you said when you were telling us about how you got to where you are. One of them, of course, being when you were living with your aunt and you felt like you were really down on yourself, and that was a hard time. And then the pandemic hit, and then once again, jobless, and that was really difficult. And I would just love for you to talk about kind of how you got through those times and what you did to kind of keep yourself sharp and fresh. And even though it was hard, because of course you were down on yourself, and I'm sure, like you said, looking back on it, you're thinking, I should not have felt that way, but that's easier now than it is in the moment. So I'd love for you to share ways that you were kind of able to get through that and still keep yourself in a sharp and fresh, for lack of better terms?
My support system, my mom, my aunt, they were very, very, very helpful during that time, just continuously instilling confidence back in me, like, hey, it's okay. Like, you're young, relax. Like, you just graduated from college. You're not supposed to have life figured out right now. I had incredible mentors that were telling me the same exact thing. And I had to really take a step back and realize that, you know, it's going to work out. Like, it hasn't even been a full year yet. Just move back home, like, try to, you know, keep an open mind about different opportunities. And go to a local news station to help you with just that. Like, I was very thankful for all of the no's that I got, because it directed me to my perfect yes every single time. Like, I always question, like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Or why didn't this happen? And, you know, looking back, it's like, oh, okay, well, that's why this didn't work out. Oh, okay, well, that's why I have to wait. That's why I had to wait so much during this time, because it you know, it helped me with my patience. It helped me understand that, you know, not everything's going to click right away. It was actually holding you during a time that you needed to perfect this, because, you know, if you get something so quickly, you don't want to lose it right away. Right. So I just had to, you know, remain confident that the work I was putting in, like, it was going to have a way to come into fruition, that it was going to be okay. So I had to relax. I had to learn how to breathe. And I think my support system truly helped me with that. And just the way I kind of kept sharp, like, you know, doing things that weren't technically on camera. Like, I would just take my iPhone and go to different games, set up a tripod, record myself, practice in the mirror, just do anything. Even during COVID, I'd set up my own IG Live called In Season with Autumn. And I was just asking anyone and everyone, any athlete, any broadcaster, like, hey, can you come on my show so we can do like an interview, da da da, and catch up. And that was helping my interviewing skills. So just staying optimistic and confident, and a strong support system was truly what helped me out.
And I love what you just said about setting up your iPhone at a game. And when you talked earlier about the YouTubes that you now have set onto private, but the fact that you would go to a game, set up a tripod, that you did the Instagram Live, I just can't stress enough, and I'm sure you will feel the same to our listeners, how important it is to do those things, to get those reps, to practice. It's really hard. And I struggle with this too. It's not always fun watching yourself on camera. It's not always fun for me to go back and listen to myself on podcasts, because it's just, we are all have our moments of like, oh, I could have done that better. We're, of course, always the hardest on ourselves, but it's so, so important. And I will give a personal example. Even recently, and I've been doing this for a while, I went back and listened to an episode of The Tracy Sandler Show, which is my other podcast. And I was shocked by the amount of times I said, And I've been doing this a while. I've been hosting podcasts for years, and it was surprising to me, but so important, because now it's in my head. I'm certainly not perfect. I certainly say it, but now it's in my head to try not to say, and those things are so important. So I love that you just shared how much you did that.
Yes, I still struggle with things. I am not perfect. That's actually one thing that I'm still working on, and I'm trying to understand that I'm not perfect. So yeah, listening back to your stuff, watching your stuff back is super important. Like, we are our worst critics, but at the end of the day, that's going to help you be better and do better.
100%. That is just so true. So, switching gears a little bit, but not entirely, what tips do you kind of have for our viewers on building relationships in the industry? And I mean this in a few different ways. You talked about, obviously, you were working at the news station, and then you got the call from NBA 2K, and then that led to the next thing, into the next thing, into the next thing. Mm-hmm. And also, now you're a host and you're a reporter. And so you build relationships with players, with athletes, with sources. So kind of how have you navigated that world, and what tips would you have for our viewers?
Yeah, it depends on the person. So for like a mentor or someone like you want to work closely with, I would say just create that's for anyone, actually, create genuine relationships. Mm-hmm. Don't just reach out when you need something. You know, I always, you can find yourself always asking someone for something like, can you do this for me? Can you help me get this job? Can you, instead of like, how can I help you? Or mm-hmm. what value can I add? Or, you know, some of the best mentors that I've been able to get is, you know, me wanting to be around them, like, hey, can I help you out with this? Or, hey, if there's anything you need, I'm here. Mm-hmm. If there's anything I can help you out with, just let me know. And just keeping in touch too. People are busy, like family and friends. We all know how tough it is to constantly keep in connection and talk with them because of the schedules we keep on our personal basis. But, you know, reach out and say, you know, congrats, or hey, I'm thinking of you. Hope all is well. As far as athletes, just trying to be genuine and go up to them and make them feel comfortable. Not like I'm trying to, like, you know, maliciously get something out of them or feel like they can't trust me. I want them to feel like they can open up to me and they can be comfortable and I'm a trustworthy source that's going to tell their story correctly and portray them as the person, you know, they want to be portrayed as. So it just goes with being a genuine person, being authentically mm-hmm. yourself, making them feel comfortable more than anything, and not just jumping right in and, you know, asking them questions right away. Like, you know, ask them about themselves and just kind of have a casual conversation, or like, oh, hey, I saw this, da, da, da. But yeah, I would just say, just talk to them as humans. Like at mm-hmm. the end of the day, everyone, we're all people. So we all connect in different ways, but I just find being myself has helped me out throughout all the relationships that I have now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. And I think that's another thing I want to talk about, and being authentically you is something that's become, we talk about a lot in the world. It's become a little bit of a buzz phrase. I don't know if that's a thing, a buzz phrase, and there are buzzwords, but it's so true and so important because you can't be someone else. And we talk about a lot, you know, I want to be the next so-and-so. You can't be the next so-and-so. You have to be you. And I know it sounds cliche, but a lot of cliches exist for a reason. And that's one of them. And so I love to switch gears a little bit. And you talked about your time as Pacers fangirl and how much that helped you with social media and learning social media and being able to build that skill. But social media can also be tough because you do want to be authentically you. And it's hard sometimes. We see what other people are doing and it's hard not to feel like, oh, I should be here, or having the FOMO or whatever it might be. So if you could talk a little bit just about how you've navigated that world and, you know, what you do to kind of keep yourself sane, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, social media is tough. I mean, it's one of the biggest things we can go to and constantly compare ourselves, whether that's how we look, what people are doing, the journey. Like we don't see the downfall. We always see the highlights. You know, I don't post whenever I'm having a bad day. I post, oh, hey, I just got done doing this and it was fun. Like, you know, people don't see your true story. So I've learned how to step away sometimes. I mean, I know social media is, at the end of the day, it's my job. But you have to learn how to unplug sometimes, and also realize that, like, people's blessings are their blessings. You're going to have your own blessings. They're going to have their own blessings. Like, you have to stay in your own lane and not worry about what everyone else has going for themselves, because that's just going to hinder your growth. And that's going to block, you know, the vision that you have for yourself when you're constantly worrying about what someone else is doing. And I found myself doing that very early, like while I'm sitting here jobless, like, you know, how's this person, like, you know, like, just continuously grow? How can I do that? Like, you know, she's the same age as me. Like, what am I doing wrong? And you're not doing anything wrong. Like, people are going to get to their their point A to B differently than you. You might have A, B, C, D, E, F, G to get to that point, but it's just different. But social media, you just have to understand that it's highlights and you don't know what that person went through to get there and the late night grind that they had to sacrifice or, you know, everything they missed out on. So I just try to understand that, you know, everyone's story is different and I am going to be blessed in the way that, you know, I will be. And my story is my story. The next person's story is their story. And I'm going to get to my goal regardless. And it's the work that I put in and that's it.
And I like that you said that about highlights. I remember a few years ago, I was going through a bit of a tough time, nothing too terribly serious, but a bit of a tough time. And one of my best friends ran into a mutual friend of ours and she said, oh my God, Tracy looks like she's doing amazing from her social media. She seems so happy and this, and it was not, there was nothing devastating going on. It was just a little bit of a rough patch. And it just, I see it with other people where I see it on their social media, but their close friends or someone I know. So, and I know what's really going on, you know, and you never want that, but you do know what's really going on. And that really drove it home to me that that's true of all of us because to the outside world, everything looked amazing and it was fine, but it wasn't amazing. And now it's much better. Like I said, it wasn't anything terribly serious, but it was a rough patch and it is a good reminder. And I've tried to be a little bit more, you know, with when certain things aren't great, like being a little bit more true in social media in that way. Not that I'm not true, but you know, but being honest, like, you know what, today was a really rough day or it's been a really rough few weeks and I'm just really thankful for my friends or whatever, but it's hard and it is the highlights and that's what everyone wants to see. We go to it for the highlights. So that's something to keep in mind as well. But I think it's important for all of us to remember the things we're going through, other people are going through too. So when you're looking at someone's page and think, oh, with them, it all seems so perfect. Remember what, there's a shared experience in the world and we all have it. And that's important to remember.
Yes, absolutely.
And I like the idea of not comparing. And there's that phrase, comparison is the thief of joy. And you're right. Yes. One person's path may be A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Another person may be A to D. But what we see isn't always the case. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. When people talk about their journeys to where they got to, you realize the more you listen, everybody's gone through stuff. And this is a hard business. This is a hard job. And you said something earlier that I think is really important too. You don't want to get something too soon before you're ready and that have it taken away. And I think that's true of so many things in life. And especially in this business, because if you get thrown to the wolves, so to speak, and you don't perform, you could lose it really fast. And it's kind of hard to get it back in that way.
Absolutely. That's just why you go through certain things. You need the basic skills. You need the reps in order to just go seamlessly through when you get to that top position, that ESPN job, that Turner Sports job, that national network opportunity, you just crush it. You can go in and just body it every single time. And that's the point where I want to get to. Like, I don't want to feel like, you know, oh, I'm not ready or afraid to step in the room and, you know, mess up something. I want to come in confident and know like, hey, I've done this 1,000 times, you know, this is just another broadcast. Let me go in and crush it and do what I do. But that takes time. That takes practice. And even if you have a natural ability at it, you still need to perfect your craft in a professional way, in a way that, you know, could be portrayed nationally to on a national broadcast, but it just takes time. It takes time. And there's certain things that you have to go through. There's certain mistakes that you have to make in order to, you know, get to that level.
100%. And the reality is even when you get to that level, we all make mistakes.
Yeah,
and you're going to make mistakes. So you want to be in as good a position as you can be.
Yes.
So, switching gears a little bit, or actually kind of a little bit along those same lines, when you were first starting out, what was a criticism that you had that was kind of difficult to take but was really helpful in the long run?
Yeah. Stop trying to be so perfect.
Good life advice.
Still trying to work on that. But, you know, with that came in so many different ways. Like, I wouldn't want to mess up. And like I keep saying, we're human. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Even in natural conversation, we're going to stumble. But I was so afraid. And, you know, once those lights come on, it's different. And I wanted everything to be perfect. I'm like, okay, I did all this research. I found out this and that. And I want to bring up this point and that point. And ooh, I want to sound like this. To the point where I was like trying to memorize everything. And now I sound robotic. Now you don't see Autumn Johnson. You just see a robot on the screen. And that's kind of what I sounded like, because I was trying to be so perfect and I wanted the words to come out the way I practiced them. And when I joined the NBA 2K League, my boss told me, like, we just want to see Autumn the person. Like, we know Autumn is a reporter, but who is Autumn as a person? Let's get to know her. And I'm like, ooh, okay, well, let me go for it. And he's like, you don't have to be perfect. Like, I know you are a perfectionist, but it's okay. Like, just have fun. Just relax. Mm-hmm. Like, we're reporting on a video game. Like, we're having fun. You're wearing sneakers. You're chilling with your friends. Like, just have fun. So I really keep that conversation with me till this day. Like, just have fun. Stop being so perfect. Just go for it. You only live once. So who cares if you stumble? Who cares if you mess up? Who cares? Just keep going. And, you know, you're just going to get better from here. But I have to constantly tell myself that not everyone is perfect and I don't have to be flawless every single time.
Well, the reality is no one is perfect. Exactly. And no one will be flawless every time. And the thing, too, in our business is we are talking about sports, and sports are fun. Yes. And it is a business, and it is something that you have to work hard at and work at your craft, and you want to be the best you can be. But in mm-hmm. that, you should be having fun, because like you said, you're talking about a video game. You're talking about basketball. I'm talking about football. These things are fun. Yeah. And if we look at it that way, I think it can help relax us a little bit more.
Absolutely. And even with 2K, that's helped me with other jobs like NCAA and Big Ten. Like, I have to remember that, hey, I get to go watch a game for a living. Mm-hmm. I get to talk about basketball for a living. I get to talk to these athletes and talk about their stories. Like, and everyone is so cool. Like, everyone's so open. And, you know, just have fun with it. Like, there's not many of these jobs, and they're hard to come across. And if you're in that room, own it. Own it every mm-hmm. single time. Be you, because no one else can do you like you. So go in there and crush it every single time. And that's what I try to always say to myself and instill in myself every single time, that if you're in this room, go dominate it.
I love that. Is there a misstep that you see women making when trying to break into the sports entertainment industry?
Absolutely. I would say really just trying to be someone else, mm-hmm. I would say, not being authentically themselves. And I am victim to this, you know, always, we talked about it earlier, trying to copy a style of another reporter. Oh, I want to be like, you know, this person or that person, when that person is them. Like mm-hmm. a Carrie Champion is Carrie Champion. She is, you know, doing... she's being herself. So I can't copy the style of Carrie Champion. I can aspire to be like her, but I have to be inspired by her work ethic, not mm-hmm. technically, you know, her style and her swag that she brings. I have to bring Autumn's swag and style, and I have to bring my style on the camera, because I can't be someone else on camera. It's just not going to work. So I found myself earlier too, like doing the reporter voice. Like, mm-hmm. I know you know what I'm talking about, like that.
I do.
It's like, Autumn, you don't even talk like that. Just talk like yourself. Like, I don't know. I found myself doing that early, and it didn't seem comfortable. I was trying to sound like this person and that person, when I just had to take a step back and just be myself. And then also having being the fear of being myself on camera, whether... like right now, I'm wearing my hair in braids. It took a long time for me to get to that point, because I'm like, oh, my hair has to be straight, or oh, I have to look a certain way to be on camera. When that's not true, you should just be yourself on camera. I wear braids during the summer because it's hot outside and it's easy to get my hair, manage my hair in braids, and it's a protective style. And that's something you shouldn't have to conform if you want to be on camera. Like, if I am doing my job, I want to be comfortable. I want to be who I am on camera, and that's it. So I think that's mainly the misstep that I see, is like, we are constantly looking at others to emulate when we should just be ourselves.
I like that. And that's really important. It's kind of the theme of this episode, and it's really important. Mm-hmm. Have you seen opportunities grow and change for women in the sports industry since you began? And I know you're still relatively new to it, but I think even in the last few years, how have you seen those opportunities change, and how do you think we can still improve?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just when I first came into the space, I didn't see many women that looked like me in this role. And it kind of deterred me away from it just a bit. Just like, I don't know if I can go for it, or if there was space or room for me. Like, how can I make this possible if I'm not seeing it as much? Like, how tough is it going to be? And now you see, you know, women of color, Black women, like, they're in so many of these, you know, higher positions that I aspire to be in one day. And they're crushing it every single day. And it's inspiring to me. Like, we just saw on the NBA draft, three Black women, Shanae Ogumike, Monica McNutt, Malika Andrews, take on that. And that's something I didn't see coming in 2016, that, okay, like, there was a full woman, a Black woman broadcast, you know, on one of the highest stages. Like, that was very important for me to see, and representation matters so much. And then another thing I'm seeing is women are taking on more analyst roles. Like, they're breaking down the game. Like, hey, like, yes, I can storytell, but I can also break down this X and O's. Like, I can tell you what happened here and why it happened here, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever the case might be. Like, I am knowledgeable of this game. I have an IQ just as my male counterpart does as well. And we're unapologetically showing that. And I think where we can change is, I'm always seeing, like, oh, the first woman to do this. Oh, she's the first woman to do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, really? How is that possible? Yeah. Like, what? Like, Malika Andrews was the first to host the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. We are in 2022, and we're just now having that as a first, and we're constantly seeing the first. I want it to not be that way. So I think there's still more room to grow. We are seeing more women, but there's constantly still a first. So I just can't wait until there's a second and third and fourth, and we just keep growing from there.
And when it's just Malika Andrews is hosting the NBA draft, it's not the first woman that, you know, like, everything, but it just is. Well, when we get there, I mean, so cool, all these firsts, it's amazing. Yes. But I think the goal is to get to a place where it just is.
Yes.
And that would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Can you take us through a day in the life of Autumn Johnson?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's 2 days. There's work mode and there's chill mode. So work mode is today. So today, I usually wake up and, well, I'm out of town right now, but on a normal day, I would take out my new puppy that I have and make sure he's good to go, play with him a bit, go work out, make breakfast, go throughout my morning routine, skincare, taking some time to myself, and making sure I'm prioritizing myself and my well-being. And then I start jumping into prep. So I usually, like, prep for my shows beforehand. I take a step away to, like, relax a bit, get my apartment straight, make sure my area and everything is peaceful, because I like for my area to be clean. It helps me think. It helps me move nicely. So I usually, like, run errands, and I work at night. So usually my day doesn't start until, like, 4 p.m. I have my tech check, and then 6 p.m. rehearsal, 7 p.m. showtime. So yeah, for the 2K league, it's like that. But if I'm working NCAA or Big Ten Network, it does include a lot of travel. I'm going to different basketball games. Sometimes I do remote coverage. but I'm very thankful to work from home as well, because, you know, it's nice to be in your own space and get work done. And I'm able to be a little bit more flexible and work out, get some errands done, whatever the case might be, right after. And on like a chill mode type of day, I usually try to sleep in just a little bit more, make some breakfast. Sometimes I'll work out. It depends. Hang out with friends and, you know, just try to do things that I love, because you have to cherish your off days. We don't get many in the sports world. So when you can, like, I like to take a step back, not open my laptop, and just do what I love to do. So it depends on what the day is, but those are usually my two different days that I get to do.
It's so funny, in the off season, especially right after whenever the 49ers last game is, those first few Sundays, I wake up in kind of a panic. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Yes. And then I'm like, oh no, I'm not. This is, I don't know. I don't have to. And we don't really get, obviously there's an off season from games. We don't get that much of an off season, to be honest, but we're in our most off season of off seasons right now. It's that break between mini camp and training camp. But it is funny, on those Sundays, I just wake up and, like, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Why am I not there? And then, like,
you're
oh,
so used to it.
I'm so used to it. It takes a while. It really does. It really takes a while. And I cherish those Sundays in the off season. I love Sundays in season, but it's nice to have those. Like you said, we don't get a lot of off days in sports. So
I feel it. I already know.
Yeah, you definitely do. Well, this has been awesome, Autumn. I've loved talking to you. I can't let you go, of course, until we do five fun facts, which is something I know we're super familiar with from your time as the Pacers fangirl. But on this podcast, we do it a little bit differently, where I ask everybody the same five questions every week, and then we get such different and fun answers. So without further ado, five fun facts with Autumn Johnson. Autumn, what is your favorite moment in sports?
Ooh, it has to be when Candace Parker won a championship in her hometown, and she brought the Chicago Sky their first title in franchise history. I believe she had about 16 points that game, but just seeing how she dominated that entire season in front of, like, her family and friends, where it all started, that was special to see, and how emotional she was. And sharing that moment with her daughter, like, I loved every single bit of it. It made me tear up a bit, but I love Candace, so that was a great moment.
What is your life motto?
Life motto, get 1% better every single day.
I like that a lot. What is your go-to workout? You talked about your morning workouts. What is your go-to workout?
Go-to workout is mainly, like, either a jog or a run. I used to run cross country, surprisingly. Okay. Can't do that anymore. But whenever I can, I like to, like, run outside and, you know, enjoy nature.
Go-to coffee order?
Vanilla iced latte with a shot of espresso.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. And a book every woman should read?
Girl, Stop Apologizing.
Oh, it's also good life advice.
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Still need to work on that, but great book.
Great book. That sounds like a great book. And I think it is. Yeah. And it is amazing how often as women we say, so I'm trying to work on that as well, to not say sorry for things that there's a reason to be sorry for, but it's difficult, I think, for all of us, but women especially. Well, Autumn, thank you so much. This was awesome. Please, where can everybody find you? We'll tag you, but where can everybody find you on social media?
Everywhere at autumnjohnson.tv. That's on Twitter and Instagram. And my website is autumnjohnsontv.com. But yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. If you guys like what you heard, and I know that you did, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And with that, I'll talk to everybody next time. Bye, all.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.